AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Fairfax, Virginia.
My goal is the truth.
Johnny Depp is testifying in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard. Heard wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post in 2018 where she referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Johnny Depp was not mentioned.
There were arguments and things of that nature, but never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way.
Depp says he never struck any woman. Heard's lawyers, who have filed their own countersuit, say nothing in the article libels Johnny Depp. Many travelers now have the choice over wearing a mask after a judge struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate on planes and public transportation.
At a Florida airport, Christina Costigan said it's about time.
I just don't like wearing a mask, and I'm happy about it.
Amtrak says masks are now optional, and Dan Kleiman was happy to ditch his in New York.
It's a lot more comfortable and a lot more pleasant.
New Jersey Transit writer Miranda Harati respects that, but
I'm still going to keep it on while I'm traveling.
As will Marcia Chandler in Atlanta.
I want to be as safe as possible.
The rules now differ by city and mode of transit. Many major airlines, airports, and transit systems say masks are optional, as do Uber and Lyft. New York City is still requiring them at airports and on public transit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia is attacking cities and towns in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland and pouring more forces into the country. The Pentagon estimates Russia lost about 25% of the combat power it sent into Ukraine. This is AP News. Israel carried out airstrikes in Gaza after a rocket was fired into southern Israel.
Israel holds Gaza's militant rulers, Hamas, responsible for the rocket. However, Israeli authorities said they successfully intercepted the rocket and there were no reports of casualties or damage. In retaliation, Israeli fighter jets carried out a series of airstrikes in the southern Gaza Strip, targeting what they claim was a weapons manufacturing site for Hamas. There were no reports of injuries. The Palestinian rocket attack was the first in months, but follows a series of escalations between the two sides. Days earlier, there were clashes at a sensitive holy site in Jerusalem, a series of deadly attacks inside Israel, and Israeli military raids across the occupied West Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving was fined $50,000 for making obscene gestures and directing profane language toward fans during a Game 1 playoff loss in Boston. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.